Good afternoon, everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹，午安。
It's such a beautiful today, beautiful day.
今天天气真好。
It's hard to believe we're approaching the end of summer.
很难相信夏季即将结束。
So in order to enjoy the best summer, the other day I went riding bike with my kids.
我在享受夏季的时候，跟我的孩子们一起去骑车。
So I rode my bike with my kids in the Tohoku area.
我在 Tohoku 地区跟我孩子们一起骑自行车。
Now those of you who been to Tohoku, you probably remember in Tohoku there's a lot of steep hills.
如果你们去过 Tohoku, 你们知道那边有很多比较陡的山坡。
And if you forget, if you go to Tohoku Church next time, just look down on Rhodes Court.
如果你忘记的话，下次你们去 Tohoku 的时候，你们可以留心看看。
So anyway, I was just riding on one of those small hills.
我正在那些小的山坡上面骑车的时候。
And I was huffing and puffing and trying to make it up the hill.
气喘的不行，因为要上坡。
And my legs were getting more and more tired, and I was going slower and slower and slower.
我的腿觉得越来越乏力，所以呢，我骑得越来越慢。
So the point that I don't want to pedal anymore.
到了一个程度，我不想再踏了。
And I just want to stop. And you know what happened after that?
我就停下来。你知道接下去发生什么吗？
And the moment I stop, guess what happened? I'm starting to slip and slide backward.
我一停下来，我就开始向后滑。
Well, this incident remind me of a very important spiritual lesson.
这个事件提醒了我一个非常重要的属灵功课。
And that is, growing in our Christian life is pretty much like riding a bike uphill. If we don't continue to paddle and go forward, we will slip and fall backward.
那就是基督徒的生命就像在上坡的路上骑车，如果我们不是继续踏那个自行车的话，我们就会向下滑。
And that's what I would like to share with you today.
这就是我今天下午要跟大家分享的信息。
The danger of standing still in our Christian life.
在基督徒的生命当中停滞不前的危险。
Please open up our Bible to the book of Hebrews.
请大家打开圣经，我们刚才读的希伯来书五章。
Hebrew chapter 5. Don't worry, I'm not going to preach on the whole chapter.
第五章。
Have your book open to the book of Hebrew chapter 5. Now before, since we already read it before, I'm not going to read it again. So while you have your Bible open, will we just pray before we go into today's message?
新约圣经的第316页，希伯来书五章第一到十四节，请大家打开圣经，我们低头祷告。
Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord, once again for another day of breath and life. Lord, I just ask, O Lord, you cleanse us and forgive us of our sins, O Lord, at this time. Just calm our hearts, O Lord. Let your Holy Spirit move among us, O Lord, that you will speak to us mightily this day.Lord, we ask that you be with the speaker and the translator, that we'll be guided by the same spirit to bring forth your word with clarity. We pray for all of us, O Lord, that we'll be receptive to your word. We ask, O Lord, for your blessing be upon us. We ask your Holy Spirit to speak to us, O Lord, encourage us and challenge us through your word this day, that our life may be blessed.We commit this time into your hand. We ask for your blessing. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, the book of Hebrew is the letter written to the Hebrew Christian before 70 AD.
希伯来书是写给在希伯来的犹太基督徒们，是在公元70年之前写的。
It's written at a time when the temple was still standing.And the priestly sacrifice was being carried out still on a daily basis.
那时呢，圣殿还在那边，然后每一天还会有祭司的典礼。
Now these Hebrew or Jewish Christian, they were going through some difficult times.
那些犹太基督徒们，他们在经历了一些磨难。
Now they were going through some persecution.
他们是在被磨难，被逼迫。
Now remember.When a Jew back then, when they convert to Christianity, they will be disowned by their own family.
当犹太人他们转为基督徒的时候，他们的家庭就会不认他们。
Their family would treat them as if they were dead.
他们家里人就会把他们当作死去一样。
They will be cut off from their own people.
他们与家里人断绝关系。
They will no longer be allowed to go into the temple, the synagogue, or to mingle with their own people.
他们不再被允许到犹太教堂去，也不能够跟他们自己犹太人一起联络。
And their right to their family inheritance were taken away from them, and so on and so forth.
他们家庭的继承权也被剥夺。
Now these Jewish Christians, they were being tempted to go back to their own Jewish religion.
那些犹太基督徒们经常的是会被试探，就是他们要回到他们过去的那个宗教中去。
Now plus they were being seduced by false teachers.
他们也被一些错误的一些导师们诱惑。
Now you add all these things up, you will understand how greatHow great of a trouble that they were facing at the time.
所有这些加起来，你们就能够想象得到他们当时所面临的那些磨难。
But for them, there's an easy way out.
对他们来说，有一个非常方便的出路。
All they need to do is go back to the old Mosaic system.
他们所需要做的就是回到旧的那个摩西的制度。
Or something that they knew all their life.
他们从小所知道的熟悉的制度。
So in fact, some of them have stopped coming together for Sunday worship.
所以事实上有一些人真的就是停止了他们的做礼拜。
They have stopped growing spiritually.
他们在灵性上停止了增长。
Now the book of Hebrews was written to this Jewish Christian at this time.
希伯来书就是针对这一群犹太基督徒写的。
Now it is a letter of an apologetic nature, comparing the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ with the Mosaic system.
这是一个原谅的一个书信，就是
物教 protect apologetic 护教
护教的那个书信是来比较这一群信徒和耶稣基督。
Comparing the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ with the Mosaic system.
耶稣基督的工作与那个摩西的制度来相比。
Today, like I said, I will only concentrate on the last few verses from verse 9 to 14.
我们今天来集中来看第九到十四节。
Thank God, right? And the title of my message is The Danger of Spiritual Sluggishness.
我今天要讲的题目是属灵上懒散的危险。
Now, from verse 1 to 10, the author was beginning to expand on the subject of the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从第一到第十节作者是要阐明在就是那个耶稣基督的那个祭司工作。
Then in verse 11 you notice something strange. The author deliberately digressed from the subject of Melchizedek.
然后从第十一节开始就讲到麦基洗德。
He digressed from the subject
他就从那个 开那个一到十节的那个题目偏离了出去。
Now in verse 11 he said, I'm sorry, I was preaching from the King James Version. I know that you do the NIV, just follow along if you do the English Version. Now verse 11 it says, of whom he's referring to Melchizedek, we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing that ye are dull of hearing.
第十一节中说，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
Now the author said the problem is not that this subject of the priesthood of Jesus Christ is too difficult for them to understand, but the problem is that they are not ready to grasp it.
并不是说这个话题对他们来说是难以解明，而是那些听众他们当时并没有准备好来接受。
No doubt the author knows that the things that he was about to share with them were unpalatable to them.
他很清楚知道他所要阐明的东西对那些听众来说有点是难以接受。
Now he wants to warn them the danger of standing still in their Christian life.
他要警告他们在基督徒生命当中停滞不前。
He calls them dull of hearing.
他觉得他们是难以明白。
He calls them dull of hearing.
他们听不进去。
Now the word dull in the original Greek means sluggish, lazy, slothful.
那个就是迟钝，在希腊文里面的意思就是懒散。
Now it referred to a condition of spiritual apathy or laziness that prevent them from growing spiritually.
在这里面就是指在灵性上面的懒散。
Now one of the first symptoms of backsliding is a dullness towards the Word of God.
那个灵性上懒散的一个主要的一个症状，那就首要的一个症状，那就是对神的话语听不进去。
Everything that has to do with Word of God, it's dull, it's boring.
神的话语对他们听起来是听不进去，非常的无味。
Bible study is boring.
查经班很乏味。
Sermon is boring.
讲道很乏味。
Sunday school is boring.
主日学很乏味。
Everything has to do with the Bible, it's boring.
有关圣经的所有的事情对他们来说都很乏味。
The problem a lot of time is the very person that complains because he is dull of hearing.
这个问题主要是在于那个他那个抱怨的人他听不进去。
Isn't it true with so many Christians today?
这个对今天很多的基督徒来说也是同样的。
May we be careful, brother and sister, that we don't become that way.
希望大家小心不要成为这样的基督徒。
And if we do hear someone complaining in the church things are boring, we need to pray for that person.
如果我们听到有人说有这些事情很乏味的话，我们就需要为他祷告。
To a person who is dull of hearing, it is very difficult to explain anything to them.
对于一个听不进去的人来说，要向他解释什么是很难的。
Because nothing will get in, they're just not paying attention.
因为他们没有把注意力集中起来。
Such was the condition of these Jewish Christians.
同样的当时的犹太基督徒们，他们也是同样的情况。
And they have become so lazy to make any effort to grow spiritually.
他们在属灵上面非常的懒散，他们不想做任何的努力。
They were spiritual sluggards, you could say.
他们是属灵上的懒人。
So as a result, there are three sad consequences.
那个结局呢，就是有三个结果。
Number one.
第一。
They were behind in their spiritual duty.
在属灵责任上落后。
Verse 12.
在第十二节中
说 The author continues to say for verse 12 he said For when for the time ye ought to be teachers ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principle of the oracles of God
本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们。
The author rebukes them for the sad state that they were in because of their spiritual sluggishness.
作者在这边责备他们属灵上的懒散。
Now this is another way of saying, look guys, look at how long you've been Christians. How long you have known the truth. What have you done with it?
那也就是换句话 来责备他们，他们已经是做基督徒已经很多年，他们明白真理也很多年，但是你们做了些什么？
It's another way of telling them they have failed to redeem their time.
也就是在就是换一句话来提醒他们，他们没有珍惜时间。
The word art implies an obligation.
这里的那个
art 应该
应该是一个责任。
It says you ought to be teachers shows that there was a duty required of them.
本该做师父这里是强调了一个责任。
This tells us that not only are we responsible and accountable to the truth that we receive, but we also have a duty to teach others with the truth that we have.
这里告诉我们，我们不但要自己明白真理，我们更要教导别人。
Well, you know what that means? That means when we listen to sermon.
那就是说，当我们听讲道的时候。
When we go to Bible study.
我们去查经班的时候。
We're not only doing it for our own benefit, but we also should go there with a goal of equipping ourselves to help others.
我们不单单是要自己听到，而且要装备自己来传讲真理。
Well, it's true, not everyone may have the gift of teaching.
那当然也不是说每一个人都需要去讲道。
Gift of teaching, you know, 教道的恩赐。
也不是每一个人都需要
教道的恩赐。
有那个有做师父的恩赐。
But all Christian, we could all share with other what we have learned from God's word.
但是作为基督徒，我们都可以分享我们所学的神的话。
For example, through helping out in Sunday school.
比如说在主日学帮忙。
Or taking turns sharing in a fellowship.
或者是轮流团契。
分享
团契。
Plus, teaching others will help us grow spiritually as well.
而且教别人也可以帮助我们自己在灵性上成长。
So, if we want to grow, teach others.
所以如果我们要成长的话，我们就可以教别人。
If you want to grow, teach others.
如果你想成长，教别人。
But these Jewish Christians are behind in their spiritual duty of teaching others as a result of the spiritual sluggishness.
但是呢，这些犹太的基督徒们，他们是非常的落后，因为他们在属灵上面的懒散。
Instead, they need someone to teach them again in the basic teaching of the Christian life.
他们需要别人提醒他们一些基本的基督徒的那个生命的道理。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are also behind in their spiritual development.
因为他们在属灵成长上面落后了。
This is my second point.
这是我第二点。
The author continued to rebuke them for their spiritual sluggishness.
作者继续地责备他们属灵上的落后。
He said in verse 12, continue, Ye are became such as have need of milk,and not of strong meat, verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
作者继续讲下去，成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
The author purposely compared them, called them babies to humble them.
那个作者有意的叫他们属灵上的婴孩。
Now notice, The author did not say they were without the word of God, without the word of God, or ignorant of word of God.
作者并没有说他们对神的话语是无知的。
But the authors call them that they were inexperienced or unskillful in the use of it because they are babies.
但是作者说他们不熟练仁义的道理，因为他们是婴孩。
Now we know that babies are weak and needy.
我们知道婴孩是非常软弱，而且他们是有需要的。
Baby needs their food chewed up for them.
婴孩需要他们的食品需要帮他们咀嚼之后。
Baby needs milk because milk is a predigested food.
婴孩需要牛奶，因为牛奶是已经被消化的食物。
And that's what's happened to these Jewish Christians.
那就是当时犹太基督徒们所处的境地。
They should have grown.
他们应该要成长。
But they have been lazy or sluggish in their effort.
但是呢，他们非常的懒散。
Instead of deepening their knowledge of Christ,
他们并没有加深对基督的知识。
Rather than obeying God with the action, they're now contemplating renouncing Christ when facing opposition.
他们并没有就是完全的顺服，而是经常在想着要离弃那个基督徒。
So they stay spiritual baby living on milk.
所以他们就像属灵上的婴孩靠着吃奶长大。
They are behind in their spiritual development.
他们在属灵成长上落后了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
don't be surprised. The same thing that happened to this Jewish Christian can also happen to us today.
那些发生在犹太基督徒身上的事也可以发生在我们身上。
If we are lazy or sluggish in our effort to grow spiritually.
如果我们在属灵上懒散的话。
The writer of Hebrew is basically saying, if you're not studying the word of God,
希伯来书的作者基本上是在说，如果你不学神的话。
If you don't know how to apply it in your life,
如果你不知道如何应用它。
You are still a baby.
你还是个婴孩。
Now, if a baby only drinks milk and doesn't eat solid food,
婴孩他只喝牛奶，不能够吃干粮。
What will happen?
那会发生什么呢？
He will not grow up normally.
他不会正常的成长。
His growth will be stunted because milk alone will not provide enough nutrients for normal growth.
因为成长会停止，因为单单吃奶是不能够那个提供足够的发育的营养的。
Dr. Yu will know.
杨医生会知道。
Similarly,
同样的，
if a Christian does not study his Bible,
如果一个基督徒不查经的话，
he will always remain immature.
他就会在属灵上面不成熟。
That's why a Christian could be a Christian for 20, 30 years and still remain a baby living on milk.
所以一个基督徒他可能做基督徒已经有二十三十年，但是呢他还是像属灵上的婴孩。
Now when I was a new Christian,
我刚成基督徒的时候，
I used to know a brother who were very, very enthusiastic, very loving.
我认识一个弟兄，他是非常的热心。
He was the one that brought me to all the fellowship and introduced me to all the ministry of the church.
他带我去很多的团契，而且介绍我给每一位牧师。
And he was very active in service.
他是非常的活跃。
And he, you know, he would be drawing people to church, singing, being song leader, all those things.
他可以驾车载会友们去教堂，或者是还是诗班的领袖。
And I used to think, wow, he's so spiritually mature.
我经常的想，哦，他在灵性上面非常成熟。
And it was except one time when we were talking.
但是有一次，当我们交谈的时候。
And he told me that he hardly ever reads the Bible.
他告诉我，他根本不读圣经。
And he's one of those people who just doesn't like to read.
他就是那些属于那些不喜欢读书的人。
And he told me that he could get ministered to by God through the songs that he sang.
他告诉我说，他能够从他唱的圣诗里面来知晓神的道理。
And I heard that.
我当时听了之后
，I thought I sense something strange. Something's not right about it.
我觉得有些地方不对劲。
But since I myself was a baby Christian, so I couldn't exactly pinpoint what was wrong.
但当时我自己也是个属灵上的婴孩，所以我并不能够确切地指出到底是哪里不对。
But now when I think back, I understand why this brother had so many problems then.
现在回想起来，我才明白那位弟兄为什么有这么多问题。
He was just like these Jewish Christians who were spiritually malnourished due to a lack of solid food diet in the Word of God.
他就像当时的犹太基督徒们，他们在灵性上面营养不良。
We cannot grow spiritually apart from the Word of God, brothers and sisters.
如果我们没有神的话，我们在属灵上是不能成长的。
So, besides being behind in their spiritual duty and in their spiritual development, these Jewish Christians still yet have one more problem as a result of their spiritual sluggishness.
除了在属灵责任上落后和属灵成长上落后，那些属灵上懒散的犹太基督徒们，他还有另外一个危险。
That is, they are behind in their spiritual discernment.
那就是在属灵辨别力上的落后。
Verse 14,
在十四节中说
The author continue. He says, But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those whom by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Here in this verse, the author describes the characteristic of those who are the direct opposite of spiritual babies.
这里作者是描绘了一个就是属灵上的成人是与婴孩完全相反的。
He says, "Strong meat it's for the grown-ups."
是付那些是给那些成人的。
Strong meats are for those who have left their infancy behind.
他们已经远离了婴孩期。
This growth is brought about by exercising their spiritual senses.
他们已经习练的通达。
Now, in the original word, the word exercise gives an imagery of an athlete training through much practice.
这里的习练在希腊文里面是让我们想象到一个运动员经常的锻炼。
The author said those who are mature train themselves on the solid food of God's word so that they can discern what is good and what is evil.
这里作者说那些长大成人的他们能吃干粮他们的心窍习练的通达就能分辨好歹了。
So by contrast, this is exactly what these Jewish Christians are lacking.
这就是那些犹太基督徒们所缺乏的。
They were lacking the discernment to distinguish good from evil because they were still spiritual babies.
他们缺乏属灵上的辨别力，因为他们还是属灵上的婴孩。
Had they been mature, they would have recognized that the temptation to abandon Christ is evil.
如果他们成熟的话，他们就会知道，要放弃基督徒这个地位是一件坏事。
But these Jewish Christians are like baby in the natural world. They are unable to discriminate between what is wholesome and what is hurtful for them.
但那些犹太基督徒们正像生活当中我们看到的婴孩那样，他们没有办法辨别什么是好的，什么是对他们有害的。
And we know a baby will put anything in his mouth, right?
我们知道一个婴孩他会把任何东西都放进嘴里去。
So similarly, a baby Christian will listen to any preacher on the radio or on TV and they weren't able to tell whether or not the preacher is preaching according to God's word, word of God.
同样的，一个属灵的婴孩，他会听所有的广播或者电视里面的讲道，但是呢，他不能分辨什么是对的，什么并不是真的神的话。
The ability to discern good and evil is a vital part of Christian maturity.
在属灵上的辨别力是属灵上成熟度的一个最后的一个标准。
In order to grow from infancy to maturity, we must learn discernment.
要从婴孩成长为成人，我们需要有辨别力。
Just our physical body, we have five senses, right? Sight, nose, smell, you know, all these five senses. We, spiritually speaking, we have our spiritual senses too.
就像我们的肉身有五种感觉，我们的灵性上面，我们也是有感觉的。
But our spiritual senses must be developed and trained.
我们在灵性上的感觉是需要也是需要发育，也是需要来受训练的。
We train our spiritual senses by feeding on God's word.
我们要培训自己属灵上的感觉，就是要通过学神的话。
By examining our action, our attitude, our thought against God's word.
通过学神的话，来审查自己的行为言语。
Learning what God loves and what God hates.
学会哪些是神喜欢的，哪些是神所恨恶的。
And after we know it, then we must obey or apply it in our life.
当我们明白之后，我们必须要遵从，还有在我们生活当中应用。
The more we know, the more we obey God's word, the keener our spiritual senses or our discernment will be.
我们学神的话语学得越多，我们在属灵上的感觉就会越好。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
can you correctly judge moral situations that happen?
你如果碰到任何道德上的问题，你能不能正确的来判断?
Can you recognize a temptation before it traps you?
当一个试炼临到的时候，你能不能马上的认识到?
Can you tell the difference between a correct use of a Bible passage?Versus a mistaken one.
你能不能正确地分辨出哪一个是正确应用了神的话，哪一个是虚假的？
How much time do you spend reading God's word every day?
每天你花多少时间来读圣经？
Or do you spend more time doing other things like watching TV, going online?
还是你要花更多的时间来看电视或者是上网？
The ability to discern good and evil is a vital part of Christian maturity.
分辨好坏的能力是属灵上成熟的一个非常重要的部分。
Are you a baby or are you a grown up?
你还是个婴孩吗？还是你已经成人？
Perhaps some of you might say, so what?
可能有人会说，那又怎么样？
Why do I care if I'm behind?
为什么我要这么关心？如果我在属灵上落后的话
，Why should I make progress？
为什么我要成长
？Why？
为什么呢
？Because there is no standing still in the Christian life.
因为在基督徒的生命中没有停滞不前这件事。
Growing in the Christian life is like riding a bike uphill.If we don't continue to paddle and move forward, we will slip and slide backward.
在基督徒生命当中，停滞成长，就是成长，就像我们在上坡的时候骑车一样。如果我们停滞不前的话，我们不是停在那里，而是向后向下滑。
We either go forward or we'll slide and slip backward.
我们要么向前，要么退后。
If we do not make progress, we will be like the nation of Israel in Moses' day.
我们如果没有进展的话，我们就会像摩西时代的那些以色列人。
What do they do?
他们做什么？
They wander in the wilderness aimlessly, never made it into the promised land, never enter into the promised rest.
他们在旷野里面啊，从来没有机会啊达到神的应许之地。
Eternally safe, yes.
啊，我们啊最终得救嘛，对的。
But no abundant life.
但是没有丰盛的生命。
No peace, no joy, no blessing.
没有平安、喜乐和祝福。
Is that what you're willing to settle for?
这是你想要的吗？
By the time that you should be teacher, you need someone to teach you again the basic of Christian life.
你应该是做老师的时候，你还需要别人来教你，啊，作为基督徒的一些啊基本点吗？
Stay as a spiritual baby living on milk.
还像属灵的婴孩那样靠牛奶来长大吗？
Lacking the discernment to distinguish good from evil.
缺乏属灵上的辨别力。
Or do you want to live what the Bible calls the abundant life?
还是你想要过像圣经上所说的丰盛的生命？
Living life without fear, but with joy and peace in your heart.
毫无惧怕的生活，充满了喜乐和平安。
Although trial and tribulation will come, but they will not overwhelm you.
当然，我们生活当中会有逆境，但是他们不会征服你。
Plus, not only you yourself are blessed, but you will be a blessing to teach others and teaching them what you have learned.
当然，不单单是你自己受祝福，而且你会祝福你周围的人。
I thank God I do. When I see a lot of my brother and sister in the CC systems, I see a lot of evidence of continued growth.
感谢主，在我们的教会里面，我看到很多弟兄姐妹都是在灵性上继续的成长。
But remember,
但是请记住,
growing in the Christian life is like riding a bike uphill.
在属灵上的成长就像上坡骑车。
If we don't continue to pedal and move forward, we will slip and slide backward.
如果我们不是继续踏的话，我们就会向下向后滑。
Let us pray.
请大家低头祷告。
Father, Lord God, we thank you once again for your precious word. We ask, Lord, we ask that you forgive us. For many times, oh Lord, we're tired, we're lazy. We don't want to do the thing that we are called to do. We ask you forgive us and cleanse us and help us, oh Lord, from this day forward, Lord, that we...will remember your message this day, O Lord, that we will learn from the nation of Israel, learn from the people of all, that we will continue on with our Christian walk, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, that when we take time each and every day in your word, that we might feed on your word, O Lord, that we might have the spiritual nourishment that we need,that we might be able to grow thereby, that we might be mature Christian. Not only, Lord, that we ourselves are blessed, but Lord, that we will be able to use what you have given us to be a blessing to others, that we might have the discernment to know what is good and what is evil. So Lord, we ask, oh Lord, you will just help us. And Lord, help us, oh Lord, as a church to remember your word, oh Lord, that we might... that our life might be full and our life might be blessed, so that our church will be revived. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. We pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.